So we continue today in Simon Ayin Tes and Sif Dalid. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Soas Kelev Achazir, if you have the excrement of a dog or of a pig, Im Nosan Bahem Oros, if, remember again, the way they used the tan hides was to go ahead and put the skin, the hide of the animal, into excrement. So if the excrement has already been used to tan hides, then marchike mehem kimometzoas adam. Then ultimately, again, you treat them just like human waste. In other words, we saw all the halachos concerning if the waste is in front of the person or behind the person, ve'imlav. But if the excrement of the dog or of the pig has not been used yet, dinom kedin soas sha'ar behema chayev of she'in zarach laharchik mehem. Then the halacha is that the din of the excrement is like the excrement of any other animal, from which one is not obligated to distance themselves at all, as long as im ein bahen reach ra, as long as, again, there is no strong odor. But if there is a strong odor, dinam kitzoas adam, then ultimately they have the status of human waste. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet writes kitzoas adam. Rotzelomar ubar inon harchaka dalet amos mimakum shakala reach milachorav umilafanav ki milo einav. So remember again, the Shulchan Aruch therefore is paskening that if they've been used to go out and tan the hides, then lamaisa, again, they are treated like tsoas behema. But if they have not yet been used to go ahead, if they've been used to tan the hides, then they're treated like tsoas adam, like the excrement of a person. And the Mishnah Berurah says what that means is if it's behind me, then you need richok, you need a distance of dalet amos. And if it's in front, then you need ultimately, again, a distance that it has to be out of visibility sight. So that's halacha dalet. Halacha hey, tsoas chomer har rakalach hasheba miaderech, betzoas chasol unamiya. If you have the excrement of a donkey that is soft after the donkey has come back from the journey, or the excrement of a cat, or a nevela masrachas. Nevela masrachas means a decomposing carcass of an animal. In all of these cases, the tsoa is like the tsoas adam, is like the excrement of a person. And therefore, again, following all of the previously established halachas, so haholich baderech, and if someone is walking on the road, Afa pi shorat soas behema kenegdo, even though a person sees animal waste there, im in hareach bo lo eno choshish lemiut litlosa b'shal chamer. If there's no foul smell, one need not assume that it is that of a donkey. Ubesamach leir yeshlo umrishish lachush. But if you find this excrement close to the city, then perhaps you would have to be choshish that eno chinami. That it would be the tzoas chamor. Because since samoch leir, the majority of the animals that are there ultimately are chamorim. Hagol the Rambam writes b'makom dishchichi chamorim. This, of course, is talking about a case where in fact donkeys are found. Sif vav birushami osra likros kineged meiragle chamor habamin aderech or kineged tzoas tarnagolim aduma. The Yerushalmi writes that it is prohibited to recite Shema opposite the urine of donkeys that comes from the road, from the derech, and opposite the tzoa of tarnagolim, red roosters. Halacha zayin, tzoas tarnagolim holchim babayis dino kitzoas behema chayiv of. So if you have what he calls domestic chickens or domestic roosters that normally live in the home, so the tzoa, their waste is like the regular waste of an animal and an oaf and a bird, and therefore again, as long as there's not a negative odor, there is not a problem. Aval halul shalohem, but the actual coop in which the roosters are kept, siyesh bo sirchon, has a very foul smell, v'dino kitzoas adam, and ultimately has the status of human waste. Halochachas, asr likros keneget ashba sherecha ra. One is prohibited to recite kriyashma opposite a garbage dump that has a foul smell. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here, sherecha ra, v'dino l'chol dover. The dina lechol dover kitzuas adam the al king tzarach laharchik milfanek kimola enav. So again, the Mishnah Berurah writes that for the actual coop that has a very intense smell and a very intense, obviously, collection of waste, so that's treated ultimately like tzuas adam in terms of the halachos, both if it's in front as well as in back of the individual. So we'll stop over here for today. Eretz Hashem will pick up with Siftas tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.